presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower, back to CX-4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves, coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Most of you fellas and girls already know that to land a plane, a pilot brings it down into the wind. But if the runway and the wind don't coincide, why, then you have what is known as a crosswind. I suppose most of you have heard that word and know its meaning, and you probably knew about landing into the wind. But did you know that there's a special landing gear being tried out on a Piper Cub for crosswind landings? The wheels are called crosswind landing wheels, or castered wheels. That's because they caster, you know, like the wheels on Mother's sewing machine, or on the four-poster bed, or the kitchen table. So that when the Cub lands, the pilot moves the nose so that it heads into the wind. But the wheels, upon touching the ground, line up straight down the runway. There you have it, fellas and girls. A plane headed in one direction, but traveling another on the ground. It sort of looks like a car skidding down a highway. But it's not as fantastic as it seems, gang, and as that comparison to a skidding car would lead you to believe. Why, pretty soon the larger planes might even use this new invention as an extra safety precaution. Now, this new device takes the pilot four or five landings to get used to the odd way it feels and looks to him. I haven't any more time to talk to you about this now, but in just a few minutes I'll be back to tell you more about it, and also about the Piper Cub plane it's on. So don't forget to listen. And now to our story. Little more than 12 hours have passed since Bill King's arrival in Lakeville with a seemingly fantastic story of vanishing men. And already, Hop, Tank, and Gail Nolan have become deeply involved. Their pursuit of a person, unknown, who constantly whistles Chopin's funeral march, has led them to the Lakeville fairgrounds, where a carnival has begun a short stand. But there, instead of finding the man who makes people disappear, they discover the Tank himself has vanished. Hop and Gail traced him to the funhouse, but then lost him. In our last episode, they rushed out of the funhouse in order to call the police, but encountered eccentric Charlie, who gave them a dirty, crumpled piece of paper. Standing in the crowded alley between the rows of tents, Hop read it to Gail as Charlie stood by.
Listen to this, Gail. There were 12 little people never to be seen. Add a big redhead, now there's 13.
The big redhead means Tank.
And the 12 little people are all the men who've been disappearing all over the country.
Jack, how about it? Will you show me that hippopotamus now?
Charlie, listen, where did you get this note?
Note?
Yes, this piece of paper you just gave me. Where did you get it?
I didn't. Look, Jack, what about the hippopotamus?
Forget the hippo, will you? You've got to tell me where you got this note.
Soft pedal, Jack. Soft pedal. You don't want them to know, do you?
Want who to know?
The guy who's trying to trade me a giraffe for an elephant, Even Stevens.
No.
They'd be kind of mad if they found out I was giving you four elephants for one hippo.
Charlie, for the last time, will you stop talking about elephants?
I don't like you, Jack. Changed my mind. Don't think I'll trade with you after all. Maybe you won't be kind to
me. Great Scott, this will drive me crazy.
Stop, let me try.
Oh, good luck.
Look, Charlie.
Yes'm?
You want your elephants to have a good home, don't you?
Oh, yes. They've always been treated good.
Well, the man who'd take care of the elephants you give us is gone. So you got to help us find him.
Oh, my. I'll do everything I can.
Oh, that's fine. Now, tell us, where did you get that piece of paper? Think hard.
Let me see. I was standing there, near the door to the funhouse. I was looking for customers. I had a couple of elephants left over, and...
Yes?
And all of a sudden...
Yes?
Somebody came out who wanted to give me a giraffe, but I don't like giraffes, ma'am. Necks are too long.
Gail, how long
have you been... Please, Hop. Of course, Charlie, I understand exactly how you feel about giraffes. But now, about this piece of paper... You were standing near the funhouse, and...
Oh, now I know. Somebody came up behind me and talked to me real quiet. He said, if I wanted the hippopotamus, I should wait there for you and give you the paper. That would cinch the deal.
Who was it, Charlie? What did he look like?
I'm not talking to you, Jack. You go away.
Tell me, Charlie. Who was it?
I don't know. I didn't see him. He reached over my shoulder and put the paper in my hand, and then he was gone.
Didn't you even turn around?
No, I was afraid I'd miss a customer.
Listen, Charlie, are you sure you didn't write this note?
Jack, the more I talk to you, the more I'm sure I won't sell you my elephant.
I'll hang your elephants.
Oh, what you said. Now, I know I won't.
Charlie, a little while ago, we heard you whistling the funeral march.
I whistled the funeral march? Why? Did somebody die?
No, nobody died. All I want is to find out why you were whistling that particular tune.
I don't know, Jack. I don't know. Now, I think I'd better run along. There's a crowd on the midway. Maybe I'll find some customers over there.
Wait, Charlie.
Stop, let him go.
So long. See you around.
Dale, why did you let him go? Didn't you see he was getting a little rattled?
No.
Well, he was. That's why I left so fast.
Pop, I think you're wrong.
Maybe. But come on, let's get going. Lord knows where Tank may be by now.
We're going to the police?
Yes. Obviously, we can't handle the situation.
Pop, someone calling.
I don't see anyone.
Oh, it's Bill King. See him coming through the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, see, go.
Where have you and Gail been? I've been looking all over for you.
We were trying to catch up to Tank. Where were you?
Well, when I left you, I went down front to watch Mr. the Magician. When his act was over, I came back and you were gone. What happened? Where'd you go?
First, did you find out anything?
No, not much. Misto dropped Tank through a trap door on the stage, and then I figured we'd probably meet Tank out front since he told us to be there. So I waited and waited, and then I started looking for you. And now, look, Spiller, what have you been up to?
We told you, looking for Tank.
Looking for him? Why, didn't he meet you?
No. After he went through Misto's trap door, he disappeared.
Looks like Misto's magic better than we thought it was.
This isn't a joking matter, Bill.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry, Gail. I couldn't resist it. What do you mean he disappeared?
What do you think I mean?
Why, the guy who whistles the funeral march?
Exactly.
Well, good Lord, why would he go after Tank of all people?
Tank was apparently on the right track, got too close and had to be eliminated.
And the man who makes him disappear is Misto.
No, he doesn't have anything to do with it.
Tank was still all right a good 15 minutes after he left Misto's tent.
How do you know?
We met Charlie out on the midway and had some trouble shaking him off.
I can imagine.
But when he finally left, he began whistling.
Not the funeral march?
Yes.
Oh, no. He's not in on this.
Well, we're not so sure. Anyway, we followed him into the funhouse, and a few minutes later, we heard Tank's voice.
And then we heard Tank groan, and that was all.
Well, what happened to him?
We saw his legs, or at least a reflection of his legs, on the floor in the Hall of Mirrors.
He was being dragged out, but we never caught up to him.
Gosh, I'm awfully sorry, huh? If I had any idea something like this had happened, I'd never have dragged you in over.
Well, the damage is done, and we're not getting anywhere standing here.
You're right. Come on.
Hey, where are you going?
To call the police. Or even better, John Temple of the FBI.
Well, that's a wonderful idea.
Wait a minute, Harriet.
For what?
Well, why call Temple now? We ought to be able to crack this by ourselves.
We haven't had any luck so far.
Well, look, we've got something to work on, and if we could bust this case ourselves, boy, it'd be some story, huh?
Bill King, how can you be so selfish? Tank's life is in danger, and all you can think of is a story.
Now, look, Gail, I know how much he means here, but all we need is one break. Couldn't you just wait a little longer?
We can't. Don't you remember what you told us? The man who makes people disappear takes one person out of each town, then disappears himself. If he leaves Lakeville now, we may never catch up to him again.
Hop is right. There's no time to be lost. But what can be done? Where can they start? There's a big surprise ahead, gang, so stand by. Fellas and girls, at the beginning of Hop Harrigan, I told you about crosswind landing wheels and a Piper Cub. They're a new invention for landing a small private plane in a crosswind when the wind isn't directly down the runway or landing strip. It may make learning to fly so much easier that by the time you grow up, you can learn to fly in just a few hours. Here's a better description of how the crosswind landing wheels operate on a plane such as the Piper Cub that's now being used for experimental work. As the Cub glides down to a landing, it has forward momentum all along its glide path. But the crosswind, if there is one, blows the Cub sideways, too. Well, if the gear were rigid, couldn't move, can't you imagine, gang, how the tires would squeak with the wind blowing the Cub sideways while the Cub travels forward? Of course, an experienced pilot can do everything just right so that the wind doesn't cause the plane to travel sideways. But this new device is for students learning to fly, for fellows and girls like you. The Piper Cub, on which caster wheels are being put, is a two-place plane. The new Cub Special is also going to have this new type gear. The PA-11... Oh, by the way, have you ever seen the PA-11? Well, it's painted blue and yellow and looks just like the regular J-3 Cub. There are a lot of them around already, for many farmers are using this new Piper for their means of transportation. Speaking of farmers, I might add that they'll be mighty glad now that the castered wheels have been added to the Cub, because then, well, they can land on just about any type field. Fellas and girls, the producers of private planes are constantly thinking up new ideas to make flying safer and easier for you. Start to learn how to fly today, and always remember, America needs flyers. And now, back to our story. After telling Bill King what happened to Tank, Hop, Yale, and the ace reporter for Continental News head for the Carnival office to put through a long-distance call to Washington for help.
Say, Harry.
Yes?
You sure you want to call John Temple in on this? How about the local cops? They get here much faster.
The FBI can do a better job. Here we are now.
Think it's all right to walk in?
Well, never tried knocking on canvas before.
Go ahead.
Afternoon, folks. Can I help you?
He's the manager, remember? We met him last night.
Oh, yeah. We'd like to use your phone. It's very important.
All right, sure. Go right ahead.
And thanks. Hello, will you connect me with FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C., please?
Huh?
And let me know the charges. Thanks.
FBI headquarters? Trouble, mister?
Yes.
Man's disappeared. Here, on your lot.
Huh? Well, why didn't you tell me?
I wanted to get this call through first. We can't waste any time.
But great leaping catfish, man. Are you sure he ain't just lost?
Yes, we're quite sure.
I'll explain in a minute, sir. Hello, FBI headquarters. John Temple, please. Thank you.
Ma'am, this ain't any kind of a joke, is it?
No, I'm afraid not.
John. Well, I want to speak to John Temple. Well, where can I reach him? It's urgent.
Looks like Temple isn't in, huh?
Hold it a minute while I write it down, will you? Give me a pencil and paper, somebody.
Oh, here. Here's a pencil. There's a piece of paper sticking out of your pocket.
Oh, thanks. Okay, now. Oakmont 8765. Thanks. Well, I'll have to call him in Chicago. Let's see. I hope I can read my own writing. Oakmont 87. What in the world?
What's the matter?
This paper. There's another message on it.
Message? What do you mean, message?
Hop, read it.
This is your bill. Pay on demand. For a big lumbering redhead, 100 grand.
So, for the second time within an hour, Hop reads another threatening verse. For a big lumbering redhead, 100 grand. Tank is being held prisoner for a price. Well, this certainly is a startling new development. But how did that note get into Hop's pocket? The mystery of the vanishing men grows even more puzzling in our next episode, so be sure to listen. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday, same time, same mutual station.